The Real Bread Maker campaign is upon us, with many local bread makers taking part all over the country. Rise Artisan Bakery in Crook is participating, and today I'm talking to Alex Lister, its owner and bread maker at heart. Thanks for agreeing to speak to me.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
The first time I met you was last year, and you talked about the Real Bread campaign as well as the Real Bread Making Week, if I remember right. So you're not stranger to this event, are you?
Not at all. No, I've been championing this for a while now. So, yeah, some of the Real Bread campaign is to get real bread back into people's lives. I'm quite sure everybody saw that documentary thing with Greg Wallace, Factory Food, you know, in the factory. And it showed how quickly they make a loaf of bread. And what kind of freaked me out a little bit was how proud these people are that they can make a loaf of bread in less than 3 hours. Whereas all real bread, really, really good real bread, takes a minimum of about 16 hours.
Right, so it's much shorter than normal.
Oh, what they're doing is wrong. I mean, they didn't really go into the amount of additives that they put in the bread. But that's what sustain, and that's what the Real Bread campaign is about, is trying to get people away from that shop-bought, spongy, horrible, no flavour, no nutritional values at all, and back onto real bread that we used to have, and also trying to get it back on the table. Nowadays, basically, if you have a meal and then you have a choice of potatoes, rice or pasta. Now then, in your country, as you know, bread is a big part of the meal. It's served with every meal.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to get that back in. So if you have a Sunday lunch, it's really warm, it's really nice weather. Instead of having a Sunday roast, roast the chicken, buy a big loaf of really good crusty white bread, real bread, and have that instead of your roast potatoes, especially if it's al fresco in this weather.
But then saying that, in France, we would have the roast and the bread.
Yes.
There you go, you'd have both at the same time, so everybody's happy.
That sounds awesome. Yes, it's something to mop up the gravy with. Brilliant.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I met you last year, but the difference now is that you're the owner of an artisan bakery in Crook, which you opened a couple months ago. So is it going to change your approach to this real bread making event?
Yeah, I mean, we're doing, we've got Darlow Food Festival on this weekend as well. So we're down there, so we're doing lots of samples, and it's just getting people to try real bread. And then we've got the shop as well, so people coming in, we've got lots of testers in the shop. We've got the king of breads, which is the sourdough, getting people to try a real, a proper 36-hour fermented sourdough. Once again, you see, 3 hours to make a loaf of bread in the factories. It takes me over 36 hours to make a sourdough.
Yeah, it's a lot of work and commitment, isn't it, really?
Yeah, and trying to get people to try that. And once they've tried real bread, and also talking to customers now, people are coming buying the bread and having the sandwich for the bait and realizing that it actually genuinely fills you up. That, you said, once again, the shop bought bread, it doesn't do anything.
No.
But you have a decent sandwich with really good real bread, some nice fillings, and that will keep you going all day. Yeah, so we're getting some good feedback from people now.
I was actually going to ask you that, about the reaction of local people once you started opening your bakery and selling them daily fresh bread.
That's the one thing that kind of amazes people, is that the demographic of people that come into the shop now is phenomenal. You've got everybody in there now from every walk of life. Everybody likes really good bread, and there's something nostalgic about it. The other thing is the good thing for me, but the bad thing for you lot, is that once you taste real bread, you can't go back, and that's what people are finding in Crook.
It's too late.
Yep, that's it. They have our bread for a bit, blah, 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 and then in the supermarket, and they can't be bothered to go to the bakery, so I'll get a supermarket loaf, take it home, eat it, and go, well, that's going for the birds. And that's fantastic, because people don't really realize how good real bread can be.
It's kind of waking up the taste buds, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you grew up with this stuff, so but for everybody around here, it's a new thing, and it's time to catch on. So yes, it's going to open a couple of months, and then hopefully, wait for the summertime to go crazy. We've got some new flavors and things we're bringing out.
That sounds very exciting.
Yeah, the best one at the moment is wild garlic rustique, which is a rustic bread. So I go foraging to Hampsey Forest and pick all the wild garlic, and that goes into the bread, and it's really
basically
subtle.
There's no more local bread than that bread, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. There's a couple of other bakeries in the area, but that's another thing you need to look for. There's none of them. If you turn up at my shop, it's everywhere. It's a little kind of red loaf mark with real bread written on it, and that's the real bread logo. And if it doesn't fly that, then you don't buy it. Because unfortunately, something I'm trying to get changed is that in order to fly the real bread logo, you only have to do one bread that qualifies as real bread. So you could, all the rest can be additive-laden rubbish,
All
but
right.
so long as you do one bread that's real bread, you can actually fly the logo. Now, I want to get that changed. I want it to be that everything is real. You either do real bread or you don't do it, and that's it.
Yes.
So beware of that as well. And but the main thing is, if you go and talk to your baker, see what he's doing.
He should be
Yeah,
able to tell you basically how he's making his bread and everything.
exactly. Everything that goes into it. And that's it. Basically, if he's putting anything in other than flour, water, salt, yeast, a little bit of rapeseed oil or organic olive oil, something like that, that's pretty much it. Apart from putting flavors, cheese and chilies and stuff like that in, but the main basis of the bread needs to be flour, salt, water, and yeast, or even better, sourdough, so it's got no commercial yeast in it, and that's it. And then a really good bakery will be using pre-ferment, so their loaves, like mine, will take kind of 16 hours to make. You can get away by flying the mark by literally just not putting additives in, but that's what we call straight doughs, and they only take, I don't know, about 3 hours to make or something like that.
You're going to Dalo Festival,
Yeah.
but then there's a whole week left. Obviously, you're making your customers taste loads of different bread and
Yep.
flavors. Are you going to
Exactly.
show them how to do real bread?
That's the next step for me, is to start running bread courses. There's a few things I've got to change. I've got to change the insurance and stuff like that, because I'm not allowed to have people in the bakery. Health and safety, I'll have to change that around. If anybody's interested in making sourdough, I'll be giving away little pots of sourdough culture. So you don't need to start one off yourself. Come along, pick up a little pot, and basically there'll be a little kind of make some little instructions of how to keep it alive and how to use it, and then start making sourdough at home. Oh,
Oh, that sounds very
it's
good. So, are you doing that next week?
next week, yes, there'll be a
Oh,
little, it'll be
so.
coming.
Okay. Obviously, you've spoke about the importance of that campaign for you. Can you just explain to listeners why is it so important for you to participate in this event?
It's just trying to get awareness out, really. It's once again, it's getting people to try real bread. And once again, once you've tried it, you're pretty much hooked.
Yes.
And that's the whole thing. It's just awareness. That's what other bakeries are really pushing. So, lots and lots of testers come in, have and just try the entire range. And then, like, when I do talks and stuff, once again, I'll take a bad loaf with me, and I can demonstrate exactly how and why a real bread just looks better, smells better, tastes better, everything about it is better. But that's it, it's just awareness, really pushing it forward so that more people get to try it. And then you're
Can you just tell our listeners how to get more information about your bakery and if they fancy also having a try at making their own bread and tasting real bread as well?
Yep. If you go on to put the Real Bread campaign in a search engine, it'll bring up a website, and it'll also have something called the Real Bread Finder.
Yes.
So it'll tell you where all the local bakeries are in your area that are supplying real bread.
Okay, and you're in there.
I'm in there, but the address is wrong because it's the unit address and not the shop address. So
Okay.
I'm still trying to change that, and it won't work. But
Okay,
I'll keep working at that one.
and I believe you have a Facebook page and Twitter account and then a website
Yep.
for your shop as well.
Exactly. I mean, if anybody has any questions, follow me on Facebook, which is at Rise Artisan or Rise Artisan Bakehouse on Facebook. Send me a message. If anybody has any queries or wants any information or any tips or any advice, just drop me a line. That's what I'm here for, really.
Okay.
That's the same with the people of Crook and within Bishop Auckland. I'm your local baker. If you need anything, just give me a shout. You want some sourdough culture and you didn't get in this week, just ask me. I've got stacks of it. So,
Perfect.
yeah. And then we did really well at Bishop Auckland Food Festival as well. So we were,
Yes, I've heard. So I guess people are more and more converted to fresh bread.
yeah. That's where they go to the yeah. You go to the food festival, and you try lots of new things,
That's the whole point, isn't it?
new
To try
flavors.
yummy
Yeah,
food, local yummy food.
exactly. And I think, I mean, it's proved just how good this area is. We have some phenomenal supplies, really, really good stuff. There's a mate of mine, there's Weardale cheese, and this stuff's phenomenal. We stock that in the shop as well. And yeah, there's some, and just the meat and the countryside around here, and yeah, it's a phenomenal area.
Where you get flour for your bread?
I use two suppliers. One's the local mill for me is at Gilchester's Organics, which is at Northumberland,
Okay.
and they're pretty much the closest one. And the other flour I use is down in Gloucester, which is Shipton Mill, which is kind of the artisan industry standard
Okay.
Flour. I blend them all together because each flour has different properties.
Oh, right.
The stuff down for the south has better growing conditions than we do up here for wheat. But the wheat up here, I think, has a better flavour. It just doesn't have as much strength. So I blend them all together and I come up with my own little kind of crazy blend of flours. And that, so I've got the best of both worlds. I've got the flavour of the northeast, but with kind of the strength of the good climate down south.
Mm-hmm. So you've got your unique kind of flour.
Well, this is the thing with going and even if you're on holiday, so you come along, you buy some of my bread, and then you go, say, no, Cornwall, anywhere, and then you go into another artisan baker, proper artisan baker, who flies the real bread logo, go in there and then try his bread, and it'll be, we'll pretty much be, I imagine, using the same flour, slightly different, because he'll be using his local mill, I would imagine Shipton Mill, and it'll be completely different.
Yeah, exactly.
that's the beauty about it, because everybody's got little different techniques, and there's so many factors that they can make the loaf completely different, literally half an hour more proving, a little bit there, different shape, but everything changes it.
Yeah.
So although it's basically the same ingredients, it's a completely different animal. And that's quite magical, really.
Well, thank you very much for talking to me, Alex. And I wish you good luck for the Dalo Festival.
It should be good fun. So another one, so I'll be pretty knackered by Sunday. But yeah, it's worth it.
Yeah. So if anyone listening and is around Darlington at the time, they can go and taste your gorgeous bread at your stand.
Yeah, once again, there's a lot of really good producers, not just from the RA, but slightly North Yorkshire as well, because Dalo's on the cusp, isn't it, of Yorkshire?
Yes.
But there's some really good producers there, and there's going to be some the good chefs in the area are going to be doing demonstrations as well. So
yes, I've seen that as well.
Yeah, the food festivals are really kicking off now. They're really good. The farmers market is becoming more and more popular,
mm-hmm.
As people are changing their shopping habits.
Yeah, they're more and more into the search for fresh food, aren't they? Local fresh food.
Yeah, I mean, people are becoming more aware of where your food's coming from after the horse meat scandals.
Yes.
You don't know what's going in there. Once again, if the supermarkets don't bake the bread, it's because the bread comes in either frozen or part baked and chilled, and then they just finish it off.
Mm-hmm.
So if you talk to that baker, he won't know what's in the bread. He won't know how it's made. He won't know how it's shaped. He won't know anything about it, really. And mm-hmm. once again, if you talk to the butcher, he doesn't know where the meat's come from. Whereas if you go to your local butcher, he knows exactly. He can tell you which farm it's come from, which will be local. Basically, you're talking to the guy that prepares it. He knows everything. He knows which mart it comes from. And then there's this transparency about food now, which is better. Yeah, start buying local. Start supporting your local